Harvard University has offered a qualified apology for the way it handled an investigation into who leaked news of a student cheating scandal last year. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, many on campus remain outraged that the university searched employee emails.
After news broke that more than 100 students may have traded answers or plagiarized during finals last year, Harvard began investigating who leaked the story. Officials secretly searched the email of 16 resident deans. Only the subject lines and only in accounts used for official university business. They ultimately discovered who leaked it, but concluded it was an accident and let it go. Harvard officials say it's a, quote, fair question why they didn't tell the deans their accounts were searched when faculty policy requires disclosure, and they apologized to those who feel their communication was, quote, insufficient. But to some on campus, that apology is insufficient for what they call an unconscionable intrusion of privacy. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.
The White House says it's concerned by North Korea's threats of war. North Korean state media say Pyongyang wants to cancel the 60-year-old agreement that ended the Korean War. The Obama administration is warning the North that it will achieve nothing by its threats. The Treasury Department, meanwhile, is imposing new sanctions against a North Korean bank and an official there. At last check on Wall Street, the Dow was up 50 points at 14,447. The Nasdaq was up 7. The S&P up 4. This is NPR.